This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He's also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. And of course, being a representative in the U.S. Senate from Louisiana, he's especially interested in the president's energy policy. The president saying over the weekend that he wants to expand domestic production and once again claiming that we are at our highest domestic production since 2003. Senator Vitter, of course, and many other lawmakers, especially from the Gulf Coast area, have been pressing the administration to lift what they call a de facto moratorium on offshore exploration. And Senator, it's great to have you with us again.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the invite.
Well, the president, in his weekly address, saying that there are many things that can be done, at least to help alleviate the price at the pump right now. In addition to making sure there's no gouging, he says there should be safe and responsible oil production here at home. And once again, saying that we're at our highest level since 2003. He also says he's directing the Department of the Interior to conduct annual lease sales in Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve, as well as more evaluation of oil and gas resources in the Mid and South Atlantic, as well as leasing new areas in the Gulf of Mexico. Is this what you've been waiting to hear, or is there more to the story than would meet the eye here?
Well, I'll accept any movement in the right direction. I'm just concerned that this is mostly about politics and not substance. He focused mostly on leases, extending leases, considering additional lease sales. But a lease without a permit to drill on the lease is meaningless and worthless. And so we also need his own bureaucracy, his administration, to break through this permit logjam that absolutely exists in the Gulf of Mexico.
Should we assume or at least reasonably hope that that's part of this and he just didn't mention it? Or is this kind of, like you mentioned, possibly just playing politics?
Well, if it's part of it, I certainly think he would have mentioned it. I think this is mostly about politics, the price at the pump, his reelection, his needing to look like he's doing something about domestic production. I hope I'm proved wrong over time. I hope there are real results here over time. But I'm afraid it's mostly about politics. Also, I think he's actually trying to preempt and block much stronger measures that are being discussed in Congress.
In terms of if he's serious on this, how soon would we see some permits being approved? How long generally would something like that take?
Well, if he's really serious about reopening in the Gulf, we can tell that in a matter of weeks. Right now, we still have only a trickle of permits, less than 40% of the rate that we saw before BP. It's been coming up some. That's hopeful, but still a trickle compared to what it really takes to put Louisianians and Americans back to work and really produce more domestic energy.
So we'll know well before Election Day if he's actually serious about this.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit more about what's being proposed in Congress. Obviously, there were the three different pieces of legislation passed in the House last week about expanding domestic energy production. What are you working on in the Senate side?
Well, those House actions were very significant. And as I say, I think this announcement by the president is a move to preempt and block some of that. That is very bold, very substantive action out of the House. And that action really comprises one, not the only, but one key title of a bill we have in the Senate called 3D, Domestic Jobs, Domestic Energy, and Deficit Reduction. It's a very broad-based bill that does those things that the three House bill does and also streamlines the permitting and regulatory process.
What impact would that have if those were actually approved? And it appears, based on what you said and what even the White House itself has said, they don't really embrace these particular pieces of legislation. But if they were to be enacted, what impact would it have on the bottom line at the pump?
I don't know. A price impact, it would certainly help, though. It would significantly expand our domestic energy production. You'd start to see that impact immediately because there are many things in the works just at a standstill for lack of permits. So it's not like, you know, some new well takes 10 years to develop. You have many things ready to go, and that can only but help mitigate the price at the pump.
And just to clarify for the listeners, we're talking about opening up more areas of the Gulf, both coasts of the nation, as well as Alaska, correct?
Correct. Also, a big issue is Western shale production. We have enormous oil trapped in shale in the western states, just as we have significant natural gas trapped in shale. And we need to move forward on that as well. And that is impacted by my 3D bill.
given the current price of oil, the current strength of the dollar, and so forth, if the president's not serious about issuing these permits in addition to the leases, do you get the sense that our prices will pretty much remain where they are, or do you get the sense that they'll fluctuate over time?
I think there'll be some fluctuation, but I'm afraid unless we really change policy significantly, much more than his speech suggests, we'll have steady increasing prices over time. And that's really bad news for the consumer. That's a real hit in American families' pocketbooks, particularly since we're still in a very weak economy.
We keep hearing so many different estimates, Senator, about just how much domestic energy we're capable of producing over time. Some who approve more of the green energy approach say you could drill for all the gas, the oil, go through the shale and all that, and you'd just be a drop in the bucket, so to speak, based on our consumption levels. Others say if you maximize what we have in an environmentally responsible way within a decade to a decade and a half, you pretty much could be energy independent. What do you say?
Well, Greg, first of all, I agree with the common sense of the American people who say it's not either or. It's not either new alternative energy or oil and gas. It's all of the above, and we need to do all of the above aggressively. Secondly, every estimate we've had of our domestic energy resources in the last 10 years has been proved wrong, and has been proved wrong on the low side. We've actually had much more when it comes to fruition. And so I think our domestic energy resources are huge, particularly when you look at all of the oil and natural gas trapped in shale, which is now available because of relatively new technology.
Real quick on the shale front, how much energy is there?
An enormous amount of oil in the western states. We're already producing significant natural gas in places like the Haynesville Shale Play in northwest Louisiana, other shale plays in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. So there are huge resources there. I don't have a numerical figure, but it's a lot of oil and gas there.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, who is also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for World Net Daily.